Parkcast, the UK's original theme park podcast.
Welcome back to Parkcast Park Fans. We're a podcast for theme park fans. We're here every week talking about things going on in the theme park industry and chatting to some interesting people as well. I'm Bex, this is Kev.
Hi everyone.
And unbelievably, we have reached the last episode of 2025. Boo.
Crazy. How's it happened?
Honestly, I don't know. I was set out to try and record an episode every week at the start of this year. And other than the brief intermission when I moved to Saudi Arabia, we have done that. So this is, yeah, episode, I think it's 48, something like that, which is absolutely crazy that people have managed to listen to us that long. Now, because it is our last episode and because it's Christmas, we are doing something a little bit different, and we have some friends joining us on today's episode, which is going to be the first and possibly the last, but we're not sure, Park Master. So it's going to be the Parkcast Christmas quiz, and we are going to find out who is Park Master 2025. We have two teams. They are made up of one enthusiast and their non-enthusiast friend. So you remember when you used to watch Bullseye and you'd get the darts player and then the one who was useless? Pretty similar, but with theme parks. So let's meet our contenders who are playing for a prize that we're not sure what it is.
Parkcast.
Our first team is comprised of two people, one of which is a friend of the podcast and one of which has never been on the podcast before. So welcome, Glenn, the notable stranger. You have been on the podcast twice. Well done.
Hello, Ken. Excited for you.
For the younger listeners, that is a reference to Ken Bruce, but they might not get that.
But legally, this is completely different.
There's nothing like Popmaster. There is absolutely no similarities here at all. So thanks for coming back to Parkcast. You have obviously been on the podcast a couple of times talking about your soundtracks for the Pleasure Beach, but unknown to many theme park fans, you are not a theme park fan yourself.
A fan of a certain theme park, but... they pass me by. I do have a teenage son, so I get dragged to them, though not so much these days. I don't know why. I think he's getting less brave as he gets older, thankfully. So, yeah, I know you keep telling me to go to all these ones on my doorstep. But...
On your doorstep. So Glenn lives in Germany, and he doesn't go to Europa Park every weekend, which is insanity.
3.5-hour drive puts me off.
Easy. Easy. You have brought with you your friend Alex, who is an enthusiast. So he is your expert on your team. Alex, welcome to Parkcast.
Morning, thank you. And that means that in your initial description, I'm apparently the one who knows everything, and he's the useless dartsman. That's the way it works. Yeah, I like that. Okay.
That's pretty much it.
I can't drag him to theme parks. He's a nightmare.
I went to Germany
and he wouldn't even come and join me. He went and travelled to another country, specifically on the time I went to Germany and Fantasyland.
Alex, you haven't been on Parkcast before, shockingly, although we will need to fix that in the new year. But you are an enthusiast through and through. You're also a professional radio presenter on the Isle of Man for Manx Radio. That's your day job.
Yeah, I've got a really long, convoluted title of, as well as a radio presenter, I'm the Director of News Programming and Content. Because the Isle of Man has its own Gaelic language, all the signs are bilingual and they couldn't come up with a word for content. So on my door, there is a sign in Manx Gaelic that basically says, I'm director of stuff. that's what my job is. So that's what the sign says. So yeah, that's my day job.
Hopefully your email signature says the same thing as well, because mine would. Director of stuff. Okay, and you've been an enthusiast for how many years? When did you get into theme parks?
Well, I'm a nerd on lots of things, as I'm sure Glenn will tell you at some point. That, you know, I in my spare time I run a steamroller on the Isle of Man, so that's another one of sort of my Aspie traits. In terms of theme parks, I used to always go to Southport Pleasureland years ago because my dad worked there as a kid, and he used to know everybody, and I got on the ride free before they opened in the morning. And then we went to Blackpool, and then we moved to the Isle of Man, where there's no theme parks or roller coasters.
No.
And At the time, I threw a spoilt brat tantrum about my dad dragging me to a place where there's no roller coasters, and he promised me that if I stopped being a spoilt brat, he would always take me back to Blackpool. And it's a deal he held until he died. So that was from 1986 through until 2019. He paid for the whole family to go to Blackpool every year. One of those little plaques somewhere that they've sold me for an exorbitant price does say, you know, Brindley family's second home since 1986 or something at the Pleasure Beach. So.
Oh, wow.
That's where the anorakness starts, yes, really.
That's cool.
That's a great story. And you also are often roped in to do the launch events for the new rides at the Pleasure Beach. So you are the gob on a stick when... Yep. A new ride is opening.
He should have that on his office door.
that sounds like a great job. And normally, obviously, accompanied by Glenn's wonderful music. There we go.
Of course. Both synonymous with the Pleasure Beach, which brings me on to your team name for today, which is going to be what?
Pleasure Beach mugs. Yeah, there we go. And what's worse is I'm in the Isle of Man, he's in Germany, and we have the matching mug just sitting there.
You've turned up with the same mug without even pre-planning it, which is quite a feat. Well, the Pleasure Beach mugs, congratulations, welcome to Parkmaster. We'll see how you get on today. Our second team is comprised of, again, friend of the podcast, Dean Stokes, who shot to internet thuzzy fame earlier this year when he decided to try and ride every roller coaster in the UK. Dean, welcome back to Parkcast.
Yeah, great to be here. I don't know if we're going to beat Pleasure Beach mugs as a team name, though, but we'll try.
Well, I mean, the team name isn't the important thing that you need to beat today. Yeah, winning the actual quiz is worth far more. But yeah, Dean, you were back on Parkcast a couple of months ago after you did your feat of trying to go around the UK and ride the roller coasters. Remind us how many you ended up doing.
I ended up doing 108 in the end out of about, I think it was 122 on my list. It was every Thrill and Extreme coaster in a park in the UK, but then I rode every roller coaster at all of those parks.
Amazing. And you did get in the Guinness Book of World Records. I believe officially you still hold the title.
Here it is. Look at that.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
It's nicely framed as well.
Isn't it amazing what you can make on Canva nowadays?
and I believe, I mean, Alex, you and I both worked in the radio industry for a long time, but I believe you were presented to this certificate in the actual Heart National Radio Studio.
I was. Yes, from JK and Kelly Brook.
We've done 20 years and you've made it further than either of us.
Yeah. I've never managed to get close to Kelly Brook, so well done.
So that's very cool. You were also on Radio 2 a couple of weeks ago. Again, something else.
Yes, I was on Radio 2 with OJ Borge. I set him some quiz questions. Thanks for your submission, Bex. That was one of the questions that made it, and he did not do very well. He got 0 out of 3, right? So hopefully I will do better today than he did.
Well, you fulfilled my lifelong dream of getting some sort of mention on Radio 2. So, right, Dean, you have brought with you your long-suffering friend who went with you on this amazing feat to travel around the UK. Simon, welcome to Parkcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And Simon, you don't like roller coasters at all, but yet somehow you got roped into going and visiting every roller coaster in the UK.
Yeah, makes me sound bad, doesn't it? You all seem like really nice people. You know, it's just, it's neither here nor there. I had a mate and he was doing this and he said, what do you want to do? Do you want to, and what are you doing? I was like, doing nothing. So it kind of sounds like fun. And he said, do you want to come? And I was like, yeah, why not? Help a mate out. But I'm not going to ride the things, you know. I'm not interested in roller coasters as a rule, but I think it's a wonderful and noble pursuit. How about that?
Noble. I like that. Noble pursuit. Good line, Simon.
Simon was in charge of food reviews. So that was your foray into the theme park world, which, as we all know in the UK, is a risky business.
It's Michelin star. Well done, Simon. Marco Pierre White food available at UK theme parks.
One of my favourite things, actually, that will make it into the long form version of this series is the first one Simon did was a donut at Funland in Hailing Island, and the guy was not happy with Simon. Simon wanted a single donut and they would only sell him 4, and it resulted in a bit of a kerfuffle at the
but it was ridiculous counter. Because you could clearly sell a single. It basically came out and explained that we were on the same page. You didn't like it, and it was like it was a little bit awkward, and that was the way we started the series.
And it was all downhill from there. Did you have a favourite theme park food on your travels?
You know, that donut, as it happens, was actually pretty good. But I think
that you could have eaten four of them.
There were some milkshakes that were really good. There was like an ice cream. Was that ice cream, Dean, the weird one?
The black ice cream.
Oh, from the coach house at Alton Towers.
Yeah,
was really delicious, the ice cream.
It is really good.
Yeah, it's good.
You're reminded of it a couple of days later there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. You all, yes. If you eat a black ice cream, expect interesting. You consider a call to the doctors, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Then you remember. Yeah. Okay, well, Simon, lovely to meet you. Dean, what is your team name for today?
We are the Coaster Turkeys because we think we're cooked.
Oh.
Now you've met your competition, do you still think you're cooked?
No. No, I think we'll be all right.
There you go. Fight and talk, we like it.
Dean, can I ask, which one of the two of us makes you feel confident in the fact that we're useless?
You live on an island that doesn't have any roller coasters, Alex.
We have internet and running water for crying out loud. You know, it's not that bad. And
Glenn lives in Germany and doesn't even go to Europa Park. What's that about?
He hasn't mentioned, when I do get into theme parks, he won't go on unless he's got a fast pass.
Oh yeah! We have a fast track princess here.
Yeah,
I'm not queuing.
Yeah, it's the smell of the bodily odors of the common people in queuing. I'm like,
Right. Before this podcast ends up being 2 hours long, we should probably get into the quiz. Now, we've got a few rounds to get through. Some of the questions will be answered only by our professional enthusiasts. Some of them will be answered by the novices. And we will go along the way and find out who wins at the end. Every question is worth 1 point. And each person has a lifeline, which is to ask Kev.
Hello.
So you have one opportunity during the quiz to ask Kev if there's a question that you're not sure about and you think Kev might know the answer. He might not. It could be embarrassing for everyone.
I've been studying all night, guys. Don't worry. I'm all prepared.
Right, let's get into it.
Podcast.
Our first round, it's 2025 in theme parks, and this round is just for our professional enthusiasts. You each have 5 questions, each worth 1 point. Alex, you're going first.
Oh, goody.
And these are your 5 questions. So the iconic John Wardley roller coaster Vampire celebrated a special anniversary in 2025, but who is the face of the infamous Queue Line organist said to be based on?
Oh, God.
Is that the level we're going for? I take it back. I'm cooked.
Hey, you're a professional enthusiast, Dean.
Dean, make some room and let me in. The water looks lovely. I don't know.
Can I change my partner?
I can't ask Kev this early on. That's too embarrassing. I genuinely have no idea. I'm going to say John Wardley because there's nobody else I know around from that time at Chessington.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, because I'm that pathetically bad.
It's incorrect. The correct answer is actually Phil Collins.
Mm. Oh, wait, I have to see a picture of the face now. I don't think I've ever seen the face.
No.
John Wardley was on the podcast talking about this earlier in the year. And Kev, where did he say there was another, there's two organists, weren't there?
So they made both organists exactly the same. One's in the station. One was in the Black Forest Chateau restaurant they used to have. And they had on the stage, the curtains used to open, he'd perform. And they were pretty much the same. But you can actually find it on the Chessington website. It actually says in the information under the Vampire info, it talks about how it looks like Phil Collins, based on Phil Collins' face. So if you're ever in the station, have a look around.
A sneaky peek.
You'll see Phil Collins playing the Vampire organ, which makes it even better.
Okay, no win there. Right, number 2, a Gerslauer multi-launch coaster opened in Wallaby, Belgium this year. What's it called?
Oh, God. Belgium, that's closer to you, Glenn. I'm not allowed to confer with him, am I?
No, this is a round just for you. I mean, he's not going to be any help.
Sorry, Alex.
If Glenn knows this, I think you should win the whole thing.
You did go on a European theme park tour this year, Alex.
I did. Yeah, but I went on Decent Rise, not Gerslauer.
Oh, shots fired.
Well, let's be honest, you know. I mean, they're not the Coma SLCs, but they're nearly as bad. No, go on. I'm lost. Go on.
The answer is Megalodon.
Oh. I was about to swear and I suddenly realised I shouldn't swear.
I didn't know it either.
Happier now.
You didn't know it either, Dean. Have you not? It's got a very highly themed train, which looks like a metal shark. And apparently it's a very, very good coaster. I've not been to ride it myself either, but it's bridging that gap between thrill and family and a Gerstlauer multi-launch. And apparently.
Can I ask Glenn, by the way, bearing in mind that I'm really letting us down here, would you have got either of those first two?
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm not holding out much hope for this one. I think this is a tricky question.
This is a tricky one now.
In the park, Bex. That's
now they're getting hard.
Epic Universe opened in 2025 with Harry Potter and the Battle at the Ministry being a standout attraction. But which manufacturer created the ride system?
Oh God! Now. Mack did the Stardust Racers, didn't they? So
they did. Excellent roller coaster.
Yeah, I can't wait to go on it with the prize tickets that I get for losing the quiz. Who would have done that? My gut feeling was to go for just Intamin, but it's bound to be someone who's a darn sight more obscure because it's in America. I'm going to stick with Intamin.
You're saying Intamin. It's not the right answer. The correct answer is Simtek, who are making waves in the dark ride world with their technologically advanced question.
Glenn's face says it all.
Simtek racing engines.
I'm not sure it's the same.
Simtek sound like a group of sixth formers putting a project together for Young Enterprise.
It sounds like a team name on The Apprentice.
It does, yeah.
Well, it's the correct answer. So, unfortunately, at so far, 0 out of 3. Number 4, I think you're going to get this one. If you don't get this one...
Alex, come on, you can do this one.
Then basically leave at this point.
Which
Walt Disney World attraction was reimagined in 2025, making it one of the most expensive non-roller coaster attractions ever put together?
Well, what was it? It's only Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Reimagined in 2025.
Oh, 2025? Hold on. I'm working my way around the Magic Kingdom now, for a start. The Frontierland's been decimated. Don't get me started. reimagined, Buzz Lightyear, Tron, oh God, no. Epcot, Test Track.
That is the correct answer. He got there in the end. Yep, Test Track at Epcot, one of the most expensive non-roller coaster attractions ever. Okay, so 1 out of 5 so far. And your final question, in 2025, which special birthday milestone did Drayton Manor celebrate?
Oh, Drayton Manor. I went there as a kid.
It's a milestone, so...
Yeah.
And zoo. Don't forget the zoo. The zoo's very important.
Zoo. Oh, crikey, that's been there forevermore, isn't it? Is it 50 or 70? Mm. Oh, Kev doesn't even flinch. That's really annoying.
Are you wanting me to react?
No. I wanted him to react so I don't have to waste
the time. Do we have to do the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire cost?
Yes. I'm going to go for 70 if it's the zoo because I think... No, okay. 50. I'm going to go for 50. 50 is a bigger milestone.
You're going for 50.
I think I'm wrong. I think it's older, but go on.
You are incorrect. Europa Park celebrated 50 years this year, but Drayton Manor celebrated 75 years.
Oh! You were close with 70.
I had that.
Yeah.
I actually had that.
You did you?
Nice one, Simon.
Oh.
Can I have that?
Do you know it?
Steal a point from the team.
Do you know that?
I remember it. We were there. I remember the 75.
Did you know that, Dean?
Are you not paying attention?
I knew that they had an anniversary.
All the signage around Drayton this year.
Well, there we go.
Simon basically has this very niche knowledge of parks in the UK.
That was it.
It could stand him in good stead later on. Right, Alex, you end your round with 1 out of 5.
Well done.
Who said well done there?
Me.
Once more again with feeling, please, Ken.
I'm trying to... Well done. That's really good. Is that better?
You can tell he works in a school, can't you?
Yeah, I was about to say, that's the kind of thing that you say to the kid who's just at the bottom of the class. Well, you tried hard. Well done.
You did really great. That's a great picture of a person, even though it doesn't look like someone. Well done.
He's really good at that patronising tone. Isn't
he? He did also study acting, so he's also good at being insincere.
I have a degree in acting, so I'm going to try and get that in there as well.
Well done, Kev. Stick to teaching.
Right, Dean. Yeah,
I will.
Now you've heard how it's going to roll. Good luck. These are your five questions. You haven't asked Kev, of course, if you wish to use it at any point. Question number one, what is the name of the owner of Ghostly Manor, which opened in 2025?
I have no idea. What would they call the owner of Ghostly Manor? I wrote it. Well, we were in fact, that's one of the rides that Simon rode with me.
Oh, I bet Simon knows the answer.
You should remember, they introduced him.
Yeah, it looks a bit like the guy from Bubbleworks, I feel like.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm going to say Professor von Sniffelborn.
Ooh. It's not, but there's a great name for another park to use in the future. The answer is Dr. Kindly.
No, that wasn't even anywhere in my brain.
Okay, moving on. Number two, as of December 2025, which theme park in the world holds the record for the most roller coasters?
I don't know this for sure, but I'm going to guess confidently with Cedar Point.
It's not the right answer. And honestly, I think I would have said Cedar Point as well. It was at one point the record holder. It's now Six Flags Magic Mountain in California, which has 20.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I need to get out there.
Oh, I know. Tell me about it.
Simon, what are you doing in February?
Can you do all roller coasters?
Simon, all those roller coasters. I think that you could easily get roped into that one. Yeah, what an amazing... We do have a podcast, which is with Mark from the US, which is all about... road trips, and one of them is based on California. So if you want to go and do a theme park road trip, Mark gives you some great tips on that one. Just plug that one in there.
No, I've listened to those. They're great.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I can't help but think, though, that everyone is going to be listening to this podcast. It's just going to generate more hate for how little as enthusiasts.
But I think it's good. I actually don't. No, because I think everyone thinks all enthusiasts are like super nerdy, and this just proves that we all know a bit, but none of us...
Can't know everything.
Yeah, exactly.
No. I reckon we know about one in five things.
Well, we'll see. We've got five questions. Let's see. Right. Number three, Blackpool Pleasure Beach reopened their S&S shop tower this year. But when did it first open and under what name? So it's half a point for each of these.
So I think it was originally called Ice Blast, but maybe the original name wasn't that actually. I don't know Blackpool well enough. My first visit there was like maybe 8-9 years ago. And at that point, I think it was called Tango Ice Blast. So I'm going to just say that it was Ice Blast. When did it open? Realistically, how old is that ride? It's probably 25 years old, maybe. So let's say, I'm going to say it opened in 2000.
Can I steal a point? Can I steal a point?
Okay, Alex, you think you know the answers to this, do you?
Yeah, it was the Sony PlayStation The Ride.
PlayStation The Ride.
I was very disappointed when it was a PlayStation The Ride because it was very confusing why they called it that. It doesn't resemble a PlayStation at
all. Money talks.
Oh, I know.
Yes, it was called PlayStation The Ride. Congratulations. And can you remember what year, Alex?
It's 97. Yeah, Boyzone opened it, didn't they?
Boyzone, yeah.
And it was when they were filming the documentary.
Yeah, they put old lady Doris Thompson on it.
They did. Yeah. I think she was in her 90s when she wrote it. You are quite correct. It was 1997 when it first opened.
Alex.
I mean, it means nothing. You don't get to steal the point.
I don't get a point.
I
was close.
You were not far off, but unfortunately, no points there. Number four, Oakwood sadly closed this year, but which company originally built the iconic Woody Megaphobia?
I should know this. I should know this. And I don't know it.
I mean, you could take a guess.
See, this is why it was helpful having
Remember,
Simon
you all have
there.
An ask Kev
you
as
do
well.
You do have an ask Kev at some
point. Yeah, but how many more rounds have we got? You've like got, three or four
yeah,
rounds?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I don't want to go in that early. I'm just going to say GCI.
You're close, but not correct. It's CCI. which is Custom Coasters International, the Din family, who are legendary in the building of wooden roller coasters. It was their first foray into building a wooden coaster in Europe. And
look at Simon nodding like he knows.
He's like, yeah, man. yes, and obviously much sadly missed. Currently standing, not operating, and who knows if we will ever get to ride that roller coaster again. We can only hope so. Number five, your final question. So far, it's 0 out of 5 for you, Dean. But here we go. Yeah. I think you might get this one. Europa Park is celebrating 50 years in 2025, but what model name is given to their newest roller coaster, Voltron?
I literally just read this the other day. I was really hoping you was going to ask about Ride to Happen. Extreme Spinner, easy piece. Yeah. It's the first one. There are no others as of yet. Does it have wing in the name? Let's call it like Extreme Launch. This is stupid. I my reputation is. I mean, it didn't have one.
It's not an Extreme Launch. It's a Max Striker coaster.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Striker with a Y, very importantly. I was riding it just last week, many times, and I don't think it's as bad as everyone makes out.
I need to get back over to Europa to ride it. They were building it last time I was there.
Well, I was at Europa last week, and you messaged me saying you were going to try and convince your wife to get over before Christmas. Has that not happened?
I did actually get to the point where she was convinced to do it, and then... I think if we go, it'll probably be January.
Okay, well, the decoration's still up in January. So, yeah, not a bad show. Okay, at the end of that round, the Pleasure Beach Mugs have 1 point. The Coaster Turkeys have no points.
Oh, God. Mm. Talk to
a
big game.
It's all to play for. Right, we're moving on to our novice round.
Podcast. This is going to be fun.
I mean, I was expecting slightly higher scores by this point. But so these are questions for our team players who are not roller coaster enthusiasts. So they're a little bit more straightforward. If you're listening as an enthusiast, you probably know the answers. And our professional players here probably know the answers. But you're not allowed to confer.
Can we WhatsApp?
Absolutely no. Not.
Don't ask, just do. Oh, for God's sake.
Glenn, you're going first. Don't forget, you do have an Ask Kev if you wish to use it at any point. Right, number one. OTSRs are a vital part of many roller coasters, but what does it stand for?
OTSR.
Can I do visual clues?
Absolutely yes. Not. I will
look at no. Kev's face.
You can't stop him. OTSR. It's some kind of restraint, isn't it?
Oh.
Last word's restrained. We're going to break this down into each letter.
Okay. Sit down, everyone. If you're here a while.
It's over the shoulder restraint.
Oh,
like
my
that.
God.
Yeah.
Yes. Well done. Good laugh.
Did Alex just text you?
No, I didn't.
No, my phone is black.
Well done. It is an over-the-shoulder restraint, much maligned by many enthusiasts, but sometimes necessary. Although getting less so, as we can now get pinned in by our thighs instead, which is in many ways preferable.
Does anyone ever go on Infusion at Blackpool? The over-the-shoulder restraints always smell of beer.
Oh,
I
don't
know why. Avoid that
just
right
avoid
now.
Avoid the ride full stop. Yeah.
I don't know why it gets here. I do like that ride.
I like it. And it was better when it had the Chinese noodle bar just below the first drop, because you got that lovely whiff of Chinese food. Down. I like that.
Right, number two. What crisis occurred on Toxicator's opening day that closed Forbidden Valley at Alton Towers for many hours?
Funny laughing because this was just so funny.
The use of the word crisis is strange.
I mean, it was a crisis for the many enthusiasts who were there.
I don't know. Did the plumbing pack up? The toilet system packed up and so flooded? Oh, it backed up, it flooded.
Oh my God! How are you getting this right?
Yeah. it seeps in, obviously.
It's close enough. I will give you the point. There was a burst sewage pipe under the ride, which meant that toxic sewage was flowing freely under Toxicator.
Do you know what? When it comes to Merlin's PR stunts, that's got to be one of the better ones.
It was definitely well done.
It's one of those moments where you weren't there, you were refreshing your pages. Everyone was just couldn't believe what was happening and the irony of it being under Toxicator. Right, number three. Which park has announced a new Viking-themed land called Valgard, Realm of the Vikings, set to open in 2026?
He loves Viking. Ask him about Song of the Elders.
Very good, Alex.
You don't get this. We are going to have serious words.
When is it set to open?
Next year. The park's already open. Right. This is a new land within the park.
Oh, so it's not the Universal one then. Okay. Alton Towers don't have a Viking-ish thing, do
they? They don't currently.
So I would say that Alton Towers are expanding their portfolio of themed attractions and going and putting a Viking bit in after the phenomenal success of Valhalla.
Driven mainly by the soundtrack. It's not Alton Towers, although I would love to see a Viking theme there at Alton Towers. I think it'd be great.
Can I see it for half a point?
No, but do you know the answer?
It's Polson's
Park.
Yeah, it's Polson.
Very nice it's looking too. They're doing lots of updates on social media. The Gerstlauer Eurofighter got put up, I think, in record time.
Quicker than the Bluey coaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's Gerstlauer. It's some Airfix glue and that's it.
Oh, they're not getting any love from you, Alex, are they?
No.
Okay, number four. According to the TEA, the T, Theme Park Attendance Report, what is currently the most visited theme park in Europe?
Now, the obvious would be Europa. But if you're going to ask me, it'd be between Europa and Disney. Judging by everybody's poker face, either you're being really good or... I'm going to say Disneyland Paris.
You are correct. Yes! And quite significantly, so Disneyland Paris has, according to T, 10.2 million visitors. The next closest is Europa Park. So you were on the right wavelength there. But it's nowhere near. I think it's about 6 million for Europa Park. So it's a significant... Disneyland Paris is significantly more visited than any other theme park in Europe.
Really? Port Aventura never gets any love in those, do they, really?
It doesn't, because we all hate the operations.
Oh, that's a good point. The theming's better than Disney. That Hotel Gold River is possibly the best... themed hotel I've ever been to. Sorry, I'm just completely hijacking your question there, Glenn.
It's fine. You've got the point. So well done.
I feel like Glenn has lied about his non-enthusiast status.
Yeah. This is amazing.
I think, Dean, that really the questions are pitched a little in the wrong area. I think the novice questions are for us.
Yes.
I'd have got all five of them.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know yet. We still have number five to come. This is number five.
Thanks, Alex. Jinx.
Which attraction was removed this year to make way for the new Bluey roller coaster at Alton Towers?
Oh. Come on!
That was very aggressive, Alex.
Yeah. We all sing. See if he gets the
future. I can honestly say I'm not listening to anybody else's stuff. Let's ask supplementary questions. Is it something that's been there forever and a day?
I don't think this is allowed.
Bearing in mind, the last time I went to Alton Towers, Oblivion was a brand new ride.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, the ride that was removed was there in one form when you were there then.
I'm going to go really randomly for the log flume or whatever they called it.
Whatever they call it. That's not the right answer. The log flume was removed back in 2017 to make way for Wicker Man in 2018. Oh. The ride which was removed was Postman Pat Parcel Post.
See, if we'd have sung letters through your door, you might have got it.
But that would require me to be aware that there was a Postman Pat ride there.
Did you have no knowledge of that at all?
No.
Oh, sorry. Well,
it was the tractor ride originally.
It was the tractor ride on Old MacDonald's farm, which you may have seen when you were there in 1998. But
when my son was in his prime CBeebies catchment, we never went to Alton Towers.
Oh, deprived childhood.
If you'd hurry up and get a Facebook profile and then stalked all my holiday photos, you'd see pictures of me on the Postman Pat ride, and then you'd have got it.
Did they have a Sarah and Duck ride?
There isn't a Sarah and Duck ride at CBeebies Land, no. There's not.
Is there a Dougie ride?
There's a Dougie playground.
Oh, come on, Dougie! You could have the stick song banging out in the, come on.
Right, at the end of that round, you scored 3. Takes your total to 4 as a team. Simon, it's now your turn. Simon. Right, no pressure.
So before you start, I've got to say, Glenn, well done. But you've stitched me up, mate.
I know nothing.
Park Master. I thought you were bringing people on that knew nothing about roller coasters.
I'm the ringer, yeah.
Okay, Simon, question number 1. Chessington World of Adventures announced this year that they are planning to open a new land themed to which TV show?
Perry Bobbins and the Terrible Three. I've got no idea.
That would be great. The answer's Paw Patrol.
My answer.
We did definitely see the signs when we were there. Yeah, right by, what's it called? Rattlesnake, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get out of here. We did not. Are you serious?
Right. Question number 2. Which roller coaster celebrated 20 years at Alton Towers in 2025?
Old Magic Mushroom.
Remember, you do have an ask, Kev. If you
I'm going to save you, Kev, for like the final, the fifth question where...
Well said in a tone of voice almost, Kev. Not that you wanted to help him, but please don't forget I'm here.
No one's asked me yet.
This was your favourite part.
I did like it. I really enjoyed it. You know what I liked about it was the music as you walk in.
Ask Glenn about the music to Alton Towers. He loves it.
Glenn, you don't like it?
I've never heard. I haven't been for 20
exactly.
years.
It's still the same.
I think that was very magical. Yeah. No, honestly, I'm not going to be able to help you. Yeah, I just was stretching it along for content. So let's go to 3 or say the answer. We'll go to 3.
Can you name any roller coaster at Alton Towers?
They all blend. Every roller coaster has blended into the same thing for me. You don't understand. I watched Dean and recorded him on 108 coasters. And they all feel exactly the same. No, there's one or two I remember. Like, there were some that were interesting. Wicker Man was an interesting one. I thought that was pretty cool. There was some Twister thing or the Smiler. That was kind of cool as well. But, the, you know, the rest of them are just carts on tracks, man. I don't know what to say. Go continue.
Infuriating enthusiasts everywhere. Just cars on tracks.
Come to me, enthusiasts. You know, I've seen more theme parks than probably most of your enthusiasts that are watching.
That is like very true. That is the answer is Rita.
I remember Rita. Lovely Rita Meter Maid. I mean, that was what I was singing.
There you go. She celebrated 20 years in 2025. Number 3, I mean, good luck with this one. Name any of the rides or attractions that were removed from Wild Asia at Chessington in 2025.
Is that a novice question? Simon, I feel for you.
Insane. Like, I thought there might be questions like, I don't know. Actually, I don't know.
How to spell Alton in Alton Towers.
Something about, maybe something about your friend, you know, that you actually like. No, I kid. It's interesting. But like, there's no way. Well, can you repeat the question, please?
Can you name any of the rides or attractions that were removed from Wild Asia at Chessington in 2025?
Can you repeat the question, please? I'm just being silly. The Hornet's Nest.
Oh, it's not a bad guess. It's not a bad guess. It's not. You could have had Cobra, the Monkey Swinger, Tuk Tuk Turmoil, Jungle Bus, or the Temple of Mayhem.
Sounds like a 16-year-old's profile to Planet Coaster.
Question number 4. Now, I think you'll be able to take a guess at this one. In 2025, Thorpe Park's Hyperia experienced a technical problem causing the ride to valley. But what does valley mean in roller coaster terms?
I reckon I can work this out. Just thinking about it. It didn't have enough steam to get up. It just got stuck in the middle somewhere. Surely. And no one could get off. It couldn't finish the ride.
I'm going to give you the point, Simon.
What's your accurate answer to that?
Well, the accurate answer I've got is it's where a train would run out of momentum and is unable to reach the next hill or element.
I mean,
getting stuck in a low point.
Like a valley.
Yeah.
Hence a valley. Mm. Yeah. But you, well done. Yeah, you're getting the point for that.
That was like a nice consolation point. I appreciate that.
You can tell by his smile, he's just happy. That was he feels like he'd be pitied in. That's a thing.
Sorry, Simon. I'd rather be pitied. Yeah, I continue.
The interesting thing when a roller coaster train does valley is it usually costs the park quite a significant amount of money because they have to get in a massive crane to come and crane the train off the track. Usually, although they are just starting to get technology which can effectively relaunch the train at that point. You'll see that at Six Flags Qiddiya City on Falcon's Flight. And your final question, Simon. Blackpool Pleasure Beach announced their new Intamin Gyro Swing this year, which is going to open next year. But what's it going to be called?
No chance.
It's written him up already.
No confidence.
Didn't we have that, what was it called? Black Rock? Rock Ice?
Yeah, we rock. Had just Rock. Blackpool
that
Rock.
That was interesting.
Yeah. That was your snack on the pier, yeah.
Hey, this is confirmed.
Sorry. That has nothing to do with a new gyro swing.
Hang on, what type of ride was it again?
It's an Intamin gyro swing, if that means anything to you whatsoever.
That sounds ridiculous. I'll give you that. That sounds so silly and dangerous, by the way.
If it helps you connect to Australia, there's also one of these that's just opening at Dreamworld in Oz.
There is. It's just opened, actually. I think it's in preview at the moment. Exactly the same. Same height, same ride model.
But does it have the same name? It
doesn't have the same name.
I don't have to give you the name of the ride, do I?
Yeah.
The Kangaroo Hop. Is it?
Simon, you need to get into ride naming, I think, on some of these things. I think you should
Oh, man, hang on. Can I ask Kev? Oh, no, it's a wait.
Yeah, of course you can.
Of course you can.
It's a wait. Is there another round?
There's still three more rounds to come.
Really?
Help us all.
Yeah, Kangaroo Hop is my final answer. Thank you.
It's not going to be called Kangaroo Hop. In fact, Glenn, you're working on the soundtrack for it, so you will know the answer to this. What's it called?
A Victor.
Check. In fact, Glenn, weren't you saying that you were going to play us a quick preview of the music?
Yeah, it's all ready to go. Yeah. It's completely nearly finished, honestly.
I mean, it must be finished because you have time to mess around on this podcast. So
I know.
Well, we know it doesn't say the name in the track, at least.
That's running through my mind as we speak.
Yes, the answer was a Victus. So you score 1 out of 5 in that round.
Well done, Simon.
So you currently, the Coast of Turkeys have 2.
Told you we're cooked.
Right, our next round, moving swiftly on.
Podcast.
We are going to do a music round. Now, unfortunately, due to complex licensing restrictions, when you do a podcast, you have to have the permission of the copyright holder to play any sort of music on a podcast. Luckily, we have a copyright holder with us on the podcast.
How about that?
Five points.
This is why you're invited. This is the whole reason.
So, this music round is called Nothing But Notable.
Oh, very good.
It's only going to be open to our pros, clearly, because Glenn obviously knows all the answers. So, Simon, take a breath. You can stand down. And you each have 3 soundtracks prepared by Glenn, which you will find at a theme park. And all I need to know is what each one of them are.
Okay. It makes it really better, Dean. I don't drive around constantly listening to Glenn. Actually, there's an element of that.
Yeah. My Spotify Wrapped did not include any theme park soundtracks.
The annoying thing is, I don't listen to much of Glenn's soundtracks, but my youngest son, who is dying to get on roller coasters and he's only 7, is addicted to listening to his blooming soundtrack. So I don't get much of a choice.
Right. Oh, there you go. It'll have seeped in.
Yeah.
Like an earworm.
Alex, you're going to be going first. You're going to hear 3 clips. That was clip number 1. Can you name it?
Yeah, it's the Big One soundtrack. It's just missing the click that he put in, which is the sample of the Lift Hill rollback.
So, Glenn, you did this to celebrate 25 years of the Big One at the Pleasure Beach.
Yes, and gave it a 90s
vibe. It has got a 90s vibe. It does feel like it was always there. And you, when you came on the podcast earlier in the year, you told us about the numbers that you hear at the start of the soundtrack, which is sort of going up the lift hill. So remind us what they're all about.
Well, I did ask friends, but as we said on the podcast, when we were going through the numbers, I kind of took their suggestions. I'm completely just did my own. There's 101, which is a Depeche Mode album, a live album, which is very good. So that got in. 55, which was a TV commercial I did the music for. When I was about 10. Come on, anybody else? Numbers? Anybody?
75, which was your birth year.
Yes.
And then a few of the random scattered numbers which you allowed people to choose themselves, which got featured.
Yes. And then I put the proper height of it in.
Yes.
Was it 116, I think it is?
213 is its real height.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
From sea level, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. So I put that in to stop any enthusiast going, oh, you didn't put the right one in.
And yeah, I still message you.
anybody, six was number six off The Prisoner. Oh, 101 is a salute to Jean-Michel Jarre. when he did a concert at the Pyramids on Millennium Eve, and it counted down from 100, and so it just did random numbers, but it did two numbers together, and it just sounded really cool because you're doing random numbers and then there was two together and then it carried on. So I thought, oh, there's a salute to Jean-Michel.
Every time he rides it, he loves that, you know.
Which is not very often anymore. Okay, no. Well done. You got a point for that. This is clip number two.
That
and it's a theme park soundtrack.
Well, you will hear it within a theme park.
Yeah, you'll hear it within a theme park, Alex, when you all come with me.
You see, I want to say Valhalla because of the, but it's a bit too it's a bit too electronic for Valhalla.
Bit too techno-y.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah. So I'm not sure. It's definitely not Hot Ice-ish. It's too scary for Hot Ice.
You keep walking away from your own answer. Jesus. He's not going to get it, so I'm not going to help him, but I'm steering, but he's not going to get it.
All right, then. Hot Ice.
Okay, I need you to be more specific.
More specific than that.
Bloody, well, as in I need the name of the exact track.
Yeah.
There's hundreds of them. Oh, yeah.
See, I think it sounds quite nightmarish.
Once again, this doesn't help. Well,
it does. When you get the answer, it's a bloody good clue, that.
Rapture. I don't know. Hot Ice Rapture.
Glenn, do you want to give Alex the correct answer?
Go on.
It's from Dreams. And it was a brilliant idea we had for the first half, that rather than just separate songs, it was a suite of songs which took you through the night. So the first Dreams one was going to sleep, like a lullaby kind of thing. And then there was like Nice Dreams. And this is Dream 3 or 4. I can't remember.
Three.
Dream three. And this is like the nightmare. So it's it has that intimidation. And then 4 goes into a kind of waking up in the morning kind of nice.
We'll get half a mark for Hot Ice.
No. No, because I'm on your team and I'm going to say no.
Do you know what? If she'd have played Twist the Knife, I'd have got it right.
Well, let's see what clip number three brings.
That's Hot Ice. I want to say, is it Euphoria? No. Utopia. Which one? Do you know what's really annoying? I'm going to be very embarrassed at admitting this. I was listening to this on the car on the way in. because it's the one where she always has them with the lights and the torches, isn't it?
Yeah. It has a computer voice at the start.
I know the whole song. I just can't remember which one.
So what does the computer voice, the vocoder voice, say right at the start of the song?
It's Euphoria. I'm going with Euphoria.
No,
Oh my god! How do you tell?
Right, well, we've taken. I'm sorry, you've said it's Utopia.
Yeah, and you're going to tell me it's Utopia.
It is Utopia.
Oh! Utopia, yeah.
I'd like to point out, by the way, you have a computery voice at the beginning of Euphoria as well. Oh, no, the end of Euphoria.
Well, unfortunately, Alex, you don't get a point for that one. But you end the round on a total score so far of 5. Dean, it's now your turn for the music round.
Am I right in thinking these are all from Blackpool then?
As of yet, it's probably the only theme park where you will find a notable Stranger track for now.
Yeah. Ball never rings.
So yes, you will find these at Blackpool Pleasure. Always worth a guess.
What's worse, Dean? I know the ones that haven't been done yet, and I'm just sitting here going, you're going to get the nice, easy ones.
if it's Hot Ice, I've got no chance. I've never seen a Hot Ice show.
Yeah. Nor have I.
I've seen a Hot Ice show every year, and I still didn't get them right, mate. So.
Right, Dean, this is your first music clip.
Got to be Valhalla, hasn't it?
Do you know it's Valhalla?
No. I mean, I've ridden Valhalla. I'm not 100% confident, but the vibe it's given me is Valhalla.
It's given you Valhalla vibes. And you're correct to go with your gut instinct. It is Valhalla. not the techno version of Valhalla that we are led to believe exists. I don't think that's techno at all. I think it's a very Viking-esque in your own way, Glenn.
Thank you very much.
Is my voice still in there somewhere, Glenn, by the way?
Alex very kindly donated his vocal services. In fact, anybody who was coming past my studio in the few months before, especially if you were didn't speak English as a first language, I encouraged you to. I had a sheet of paper and stuck you in front of the microphone and made you read out "Don't come back, turn away," all kind of things in your own language, and then. I suggested Alex could do it as well, which he recorded in his radio studio with wonderful radio compression. Most of the Valhalla soundtrack was trying to quieten Alex down. so everybody else could be heard and not like this booming voice of authority that came out. But yes, just before you go on the first lift hill, you will hear Alex. I guarantee that you will hear Alex, even though I've tried my best not to smooth him out a bit.
Amazing. Well, there you go. There's a claim to fame. Well done, Dean. That's 1 point for you there. This is your clip number 2. There you go, Dean.
Hang on, point of order. Are you going to ask for the title?
I am asking for the title.
Oh good.
point of order. It does give it away in the title. This is why Ken has a job. This is why Ken's on radio, or was on radio.
Well, it doesn't give it away in the title that you've given me.
Wait, do you mean the title's given away in the vocal?
No, it's not.
It is.
The show is, not the track.
That the track, yeah, exactly.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, the track's got a different name.
Oh well, it didn't when it left my computer.
Oh well.
Helps, Dean. I listened to this in the car on the way in.
Oh, you've got it now, Dean, haven't you?
Is it Hot Ice Euphoria?
It's not. Although Glenn has just confused me, it is Hot Ice. The official track name I have for it is Romeo and Juliet.
Yep.
Oh, it's part of the Romeo and Juliet suite.
Yes. No, it is. The track is called Romeo and Juliet. Actually, whose side are you on, Glenn?
Well, I don't know, Glenn. What would you say is Euphoria an allowable answer?
Oh, hang on. So I don't know whether there is a song at the start of Euphoria called Euphoria, as in the start of the show.
But Romeo and Juliet, is that from Hot Ice Euphoria?
Yes. I would give it.
Oh,
thank you.
Do you give half? For you
the copyright holder said that I got it.
Okay,
so.
I've got it. I'm going to have to give
you
it.
Do you want to team up? My partner's giving points to your team.
Dean, this is your last clip. If you don't get this, then I don't know what to say.
Don't put that pressure on. I haven't been to Blackpool enough times. Like Alex has been there every year. Since
you were there this year. You will have heard this.
I think you underestimate how long we were
focus
in.
Focus in.
Some would say that it's iconic.
Ooh.
It's the Icon soundtrack. Yeah.
It is the Icon soundtrack.
It is his masterpiece. I mean, let's be honest, he's got a lot to live up to in the pictures.
That's the trouble. It was the first one, and you kind of set the bar.
Very much, yeah.
I'm very much aware of that.
But yes, it is the Icon soundtrack, often regarded amongst UK theme park enthusiasts as the best ride soundtrack in the country.
If not the world.
Well done, Dean. That was 3 out of 3 for you there.
Thank you very much.
You were worried about that round.
Are we level pegging now?
You are. Both teams have 5 points.
Yeah, well done, Glenn.
I'm nothing is not fair.
Our next round, you can confer as teams. And don't forget, you all still have an Ask Kev. That means you've got 2 Ask Kevs per team. So, you know, you might want to start
and
thinking about using them.
It says confer as teams. That means with your own team, Glenn, with your not own. The other one.
Podcast.
This round is called Coaster or Cocktail. Is it a roller coaster found on rcdb.com or is it a cocktail? RCDB.com, rollercoasterdatabase.com, as we know, is the Bible for roller coaster enthusiasts. If it's not on there, it's not a roller coaster.
Don't care.
Glenn and Alex, you're going first. You each have 3. Your first name is Mind Eraser. Is it a coaster or is it a cocktail?
Mind Eraser sounds, it sounds like something Michael Eisner would have come up with in the 80s at Disney. My gut instinct is cocktail. What do you think, Glenn?
See, I'm the other way because it's a bit rehypnol-y, isn't it?
If you what's that for? Date rape land. I mean, it's not exactly a theme that you'd find most theme parks going for. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, so I wouldn't call it a. Now the problem is, one of us is going to be right, and one of us is going to be angry at the other one.
You do need to come to a joint decision.
Yeah,
I'm already angry at the fact that you gave them a point in the last team. You've got some making up.
No, we're going to hear the end of this.
No, you're not. I'm going cocktail.
Oh, all right, good cocktail. If you were,
if I'm wrong, we're 1-1 then. So I think we're
there. There you go. I cancel out my help.
Yes.
Okay, you're saying cocktail. It's actually a roller coaster. In fact, it's several roller coasters. There are several Mind Erasers. They're all Vekoma SLCs.
What a surprise!
Makes sense. You'll find them at theme parks such as Six Flags New England, but it's now called Riddler's Revenge. It used to be called Mind Eraser. Six Flags Darien Lake, Elitch Gardens in Colorado. They all have a Mind Eraser.
Any chance are you talking whether it's a name or an actual model that describes what it does to you?
It's a, well, I think in this case, it's both.
Yeah, with a hang and bang, yeah.
Right, number 2, Jungle Bird. Is it a roller coaster or is it a cocktail?
No, that sounds cocktail-y to me.
I'm going to go with Glenn on this one because I was wrong on the last one.
You're going cocktail?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. It is a cocktail. It's a cocktail originating at the Avery Bar in the Hilton, Kuala Lumpur. Tropical rum drink made with Campari, pineapple and lime, which I think sounds delicious, to be honest.
We had one of those last time we were popping by, didn't we, Glenn?
Yeah.
So well done, you got that one right. And your last one is Takabisha.
That's a coaster.
That's going to be a coaster in one of these Middle Eastern parks where they've got tons and tons of money.
I thought it sounded Japanese. Really?
You watch. It's going to be in Poulton's Park and the back row. There's lots of things. Yeah, I'm going to go with coaster as well.
You are correct. It is a roller coaster. It's actually your favourite, Alex, a Gerslauer Eurofighter. And you will find it at Fuji Q Highland in Japan, Glenn.
Well done, Glenn. Yeah, barely speak English, but he got his Japanese right.
He knows his Japanese coasters. Well done at the end of that round. You got 2 points out of a possible three. Dean and Simon, your first coaster or cocktail is Vespa.
This is interesting. Simon and I actually had many conversations on the road about how he thought that a name, the names of every roller coaster is ridiculous. Like every roller coaster that I would ride, like, why is it called 13? That we had so many of those conversations.
There was actually a roller coaster called Roller Coaster. I thought that's pretty good.
The Nickelodeon Streak that we used to be called the Roller Coaster.
It did.
Yes.
What are we thinking on Vespa, Simon? Do you think cocktail or coaster?
I wonder if it's trick question. Yeah, this could be both, you know? Is it a both?
So here's my thinking. It sounds like it could be a coaster, but I don't think it is, because I reckon Vespa is a trademark of the old mopeds. I think it's more likely that it is a cocktail. Unless there is an actual Vespa themed coaster.
You're going cocktail? You are correct. It's actually also known as the Vespa Martini, and it was invented by Ian Fleming for James Bond's.
Yeah.
So there you go. If you are James Bond, I mean, Glenn and Alex are nodding away. Clearly, James Bond fans in the house.
Oh, we are massive Bond fans. That's another nerdy thing to share.
It first appeared in Casino Royale.
Casino Royale is brilliant, apart from the actor who plays Bond. He's rubbish.
Yeah, who killed the franchise.
Killed the franchise. Bring back Pierce.
Right, number two, Screaming Condor.
Oh, roller coaster. Wait, were we meant to confirm?
Well, you can, if you're confident with it.
This is probably now going to be a cocktail, isn't it? Now that I came out with that straight away. But my gut feeling is coaster. Screaming Condor. Like, that's typical coaster name, isn't it?
That's actually a good name for a roller coaster.
Okay, get Simon's seal of approval. You are correct. It is a roller coaster. It's an Intamin Impulse, and you'll find it at Liufu Village Theme Park in Taiwan.
Wow.
Should you wish to go and ride it. And your third and final coaster or cocktail, Muskrat Scrambler.
What are you thinking, Simon?
Again, this is actually a really good idea. Like, all roller coaster names could be cocktails, couldn't they?
The mumbo jumbo.
That's a cocktail. Well, did you say scrambler or rambler?
Scrambler. Muskrat scrambler.
Rambler.
Muskrat scrambler.
I think it's a cocktail. But do we ask Kev?
Yeah, go on, ask Kev.
No, Kev looks too scared. Maybe we don't ask Kev.
Yay.
All right, yeah, what are you using Ask Kev?
Okay, Dean, you're using your pressure. Ask Kev. Kev, is Muskrat Scrambler, do you think it's a coaster or do you think it's a cocktail?
I feel like it's a roller coaster. I think it's a roller coaster. I'm going coaster.
Any reason why or?
Muskrat Scrambler, that's not something I'm going to go up to a bar and ask for. Do you have any Muskrat Scramblers?
I mean, do you go up to a bar and ask for sex on the beach?
Little fact, I tried to get... There was a time when Alton Towers at the roller coaster restaurant were trying to do like cocktails during Scarefest. And I tried to get them to do Hex on the Beach.
Ah!
Like, generally, never happened. I was like, what's that all about? I was like, come on, Hex on the Beach is a perfect cocktail to have at the roller coaster restaurant during Scarefest. Never happened. Thanks, Merlin.
Thanks for nothing.
So I'm going to go roller coaster.
You know why I think Kev's right? Do you know?
Yeah.
Because if it was the Muskrat Rambler, I might be more convinced that it was a cocktail, but it's the Scrambler, which feels more like a roller coaster term.
Yeah.
Silly roller coaster.
Yeah. The skirt is changing everything. Let's go roller coaster.
It is a roller coaster.
Hey, thanks,
well,
Kev.
Well, it was a roller coaster. It's still featured on rcdb.com. It was a wild mouse, and it was at Six Flags New Orleans, which obviously got damaged really badly in Hurricane Katrina, and the whole theme park never reopened. But up until that point, it was operating at Six Flags New Orleans, the Muskrat Scrambler. So well done. The current scores at the end of round four, Pleasure Beach Mugs, you have 7. The Coaster Turkeys, you have 8.
Ooh.
Oh, that extra point that Glenn gave them. Oh, that was nice.
It could all change in our final round because there's a lot of points up for grabs here. Again, it's a joint round. You can confer with each other in your teams. And this is oldest to newest.
Podcast.
So I'm going to give you five roller coasters or attractions or attraction-based things, and I want them in order of opening from oldest to newest. And you will get a point for everyone that is in the correct place. So you don't have to get all five in the correct order, but if you get any in the right place, you will get a point for those.
Point of order.
Are you Jackie Weaver?
Because it's a Christmas quiz and 50% of the guests have dressed appropriately, do we get an extra point? I am rocking my Rick Wakeman Christmas jumper, which is complete with keyboard and everything. Look, he's got a little keyboard. And not a jumper rendition of me, as my son thought it was, and thought my wife had got me my face stitched into the jumper. You know, it's a 80-year-old prog rock musician.
Who used to live on the Isle of Man, Glenn, by the way.
He did, because yeah,
the tax benefits.
He was bankrupt, yeah. And so me and Alex...
I've gone for the Pleasure Beach, you know.
That is on brand.
Then we go into the final round, equal.
Well, we also do have to take pity on him here, Beck, because blatantly what he's trying to do is he's trying to make himself feel better for having given that point away.
Right, oldest to newest then. Glenn, Alex, you are going first. These are your five rides and attractions. I want them in order of oldest to newest. The five are It's a Small World at Disneyland, the Grand National at the Pleasure Beach.
Sorry, Disneyland, California, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Silver Star at Europa Park, the Flying Dutchman at Efteling, and Fantasialand, the whole theme park. Which opened first? Which opened last? Stick the others in the middle in the correct order.
It's a Small World at Disney came after the 1964 New York World's Fair.
So Nash is oldest, isn't it?
Yeah. I presume, Bex, it's when it opened at Disneyland, not when it opened at the World's Fair?
Yes.
So that'll be somewhere around 65. No, it ran till 65, so it'll be somewhere around 66-ish. Grand National was the second, wasn't it, in you read out?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's 33, I think, because it was the year of my dad's birth. Silver Star, I've no idea about. Flying Dutchman, that's their Pirates of the Caribbean-esque roller coastery thing. It's all in Dutch, I never understood it. At Efteling, so 90s, maybe. Fantasialand, that's quite old. I want to say 50s for Fantasialand. Any idea about Silver Star?
Silver Star is the Mercedes one at Europa, isn't it?
Yes, it is currently. It will change next year to be part of the Monaco-themed section at Europa Park.
So that's quite new. That's the newest of those, I'm thinking.
Right.
So I'm going Nash, It's a Small World, and then Silver Star's last. So it's between Fantasialand and the Flying Dutchman.
You both have an ask Kev as well.
Oh, yes.
Don't forget he's here.
This is the last round, so don't go by and
it
not
is
ask
the last
me.
Round.
Right, okay. Well, what do you think then, Glenn? We might as well ask Kev.
On which particular one do you want to know?
Oh, all of them. God, question.
Just list them. Go.
It's a Small World at Disney. What year did it open at Disneyland? Because I'm 100% sure it was 64 at the World's Fair.
When did it get? So this one I do know. So It's a Small World opened at Disneyland in 1966.
Right, okay. I think I've got them, Glenn.
Okay.
I think it goes Grand National.
Mm-hmm.
Then 66, you just said, didn't you? So It's a Small World second. Mm-hmm. So Grand National, It's a Small World second. Fantasialand, I think, is about 68, 69. I did a bit of research on it when I was there, anoracking. Because I don't think it was before the 70s. I don't think it was early enough to beat It's a Small World. So I think 67, 68, 69, maybe. I think Silver Star predates the Flying Dutchman. Only because I think the Flying Dutchman is the newest. I'm putting my neck on the line in order to...
Glenn, would you like to ask me?
Basically, re-win your points.
Would you like to use yours?
Yeah, go on. So,
ask him if those five are in the right order.
You can ask Kev for maybe a year.
Silver Star, Kev.
So Off the top of my head, so I remember it because Air opened Alton Towers around 2002. And I remember Silverstar opened a similar time. So around 2002 to 2003 kind of era.
And the Flying Dutchman is?
I'd say 2010-ish. So I think that's the newest.
Right. Go for
okay.
them then.
Okay. Alex, what is your order?
Grand National, because we think it's around about 33. It's a Small World in 66. Number three was Phantasialand, 68, 69. Silver Star, 2002. And Flying Dutchman around about 2010, 2009.
You got 5 out of 5.
Well done.
Yes!
Thank you, Kev.
Excellent.
I can't remember what I've gone upstairs for, but I can remember Coaster Tunes.
The correct years, though, the Grand National opened in 1935.
Mm. Oh.
Small World, as you said, 1966. Phantasialand opened in 1967, so very close.
Right.
Silver Star opened in 2002, ooh, and the Flying Dutchman opened in 2007.
Have
well
faith,
done, that's
Robertson.
5 points. Mm.
So we have to get 5 to win now, right? Otherwise it's a draw.
Otherwise
it's a
draw.
Is there a tiebreak question if we get a tie?
I'll have to very quickly come up with
okay.
one.
It's another music round.
Right, Dean and Simon, these are your 5 theme park rides and attractions. Dragon Khan at Port Aventura.
Mm.
Nemesis at Alton Towers. Magnum XL Cedar Point. Legoland Windsor. And Cobra at Poulton's Park.
What do you think about that? Can I take this opportunity to say congrats to them? Just want to say well done. Dean, it's all down to you, my friend.
So we've got Dragon Khan. I think has just celebrated like 30 years because they're retracking some sections. So I think it's like 1995. Maybe it's older, actually. So Nemesis, I'm pretty confident, is 1994. The question is whether Khan came before or after it. I'm pretty sure it's after. Both, by the way, had the same designer.
They
I think
did.
I'm right in saying
they were
both
Wardley. John Wardley, legend.
But I'm doubting myself because Nemesis was like the first invert in Europe. So the question is, did that come before or after Khan? But I feel like Khan is slightly newer and they're only just about to retract some sections. I could be wrong.
You do make this sound like that Star Trek movie. It makes you sound like a villain. What did Khan. Before or after Khan?
Magnum XL, I have no idea. I've still never visited Cedar Point. I really, really want to try and get there next year. Cobra, I think, is the coaster at Poulton's Park that is just about to become part of Valgard, right?
It is,
so
yeah.
I only visited Poulton's for the first time this year, Simon, when we went to that park. It's the most beautiful park in the. Well, it's close to Towers, right? Towers is bigger. Anyway, this is too much faffing, probably. I have no idea when it opened, but my gut feeling is it's probably like 15, 20 years old. It's kind of a, what would you call that? It's kind of a Wild Mouse style, but it isn't. It's not really a Wild Mouse. The layout is very different to like what you'd call a standard Wild Mouse, I'd say.
Wild Maybe Mouse, like, there's some bunny hops at the end, isn't it?
Yeah. Legoland Windsor, though. God, I just wasn't taken to theme parks as a kid, so I never visited Legoland. Yeah, hopefully my mum won't listen to this and feel bad about it.
Yeah, we don't want that.
You do have an ask, Kev. You have one ask, Kev.
Well, I think, so my gut feeling right now is that it goes Nemesis, then Dragon Khan, Cobra or Magnum XL maybe are the newest. So I actually think it might be more helpful asking about Magnum XL. What are you thinking, Simon? I've done a lot of talking.
Yeah, you. No, I agree with everything you
yeah,
said.
let's use the Ask Kev on Magnum XL, please.
Magnum XL, I know it was in the late 80s. So it's about 88, 89. Kind of
what
around
kind
that
of coaster
time.
Is it?
That's the second question.
No, I'm just wondering. It's a podcast for Thuzies. I'm just thinking about the listener.
Well, seeing as if Kev's going for late 80s, I think we can probably talk about the type of coaster it is. It's an Arrow hypercoaster.
Okay.
I feel I've been given a lot of help here, Glenn.
Oh, no.
Well, that automatically makes it the oldest. So I'm pretty confident then that is the oldest. I'm not 100% between Khan and Nemesis and which comes first. So I'm questioning that myself. I reckon Cobra then is probably the newest, which would put Legoland after either Khan or Nemesis. So I reckon we've got. Am I locking this in? Are we?
I know we're really. I think it's time to lock it in.
Simon, tell me if you agree with the following. I think it's going to go Magnum XL, Nemesis, Dragon Khan, Legoland, and Cobra.
Is that your locked in answer, Dean?
It's going to have to be, yeah. Magnum XL 2000, Nemesis, Dragon Khan, Legoland, and Cobra.
It's 5 out of 5.
Yes! Oh,
and well, you know what, Glenn? That means they've won by 1 point. I'm not going to live this down.
Yeah. But my conscience is clear and I can sleep at night.
We'll just go through it. So Magnum XL, it did open in 1989, which, I mean, it's older than you think, because it was the inspiration for the big one at the Pleasure Beach. Famously, right. Jeffrey went and rode it over at Cedar Point and said, I want one like this, but bigger.
He went and rode it and said, let's give us a roller coaster with no G-forces over the hills at all. That's what we really want, is some get rid of all that negative G.
We want something that can be battered by the strong storm winds off the west coast of the...
Alex would like to announce the retirement of his presenting gig at the Pleasure Beach.
So Magnum XL was 1989. Nemesis, famously 1994, year of the roller coaster in the UK. Yep. Nemesis opened, the big one opened, and so did Shockwave at Drayton Manor. Dragon Khan was a year later. It was 1995, as you said, mm-hmm. John Wardley classic. It is getting retracked. Some sections of it are for 2026, which will be interesting because it was getting very... I think it's a great coaster, but it has got rough in recent years. Legoland Windsor was 1996. So all these very close together. So you did well to get these in the right order. And then Cobra at Poulton's Park was 2006.
Okay. Well, nearly 20 years old, yeah.
Yeah. And it is being renamed to Raven next year, as it
That's it. I do feel like I've redeemed myself from the first round. So hopefully people do listen all the way through.
Yeah. People are going to stop listening after all this is rubbish.
So at the end of Parkmaster 2025, the Pleasure Beach mugs, Glenn and Alex, you end up on 12 points. The Coaster Turkeys, Dean and Simon, you ended up on 13 points.
Oh, well done, James.
Well done.
And lucky for
some,
but not for you.
Well done, guys. You did well there.
No. Well done. And thanks, Glenn, for your help.
Well, let's just, if we're going to, deconstruct this now, I got most of my questions right, Alex. Just saying.
That's true. We could do the tiebreaker question.
Do you want the tiebreaker question?
Yeah. Can we? Is it a music round? Can we identify some Iron Score or something like this? So, some decent theme park composers.
the tiebreaker question was going to be, how many tons of steel were used to create the big one?
Tons and tons.
Hundreds. Loads.
I'll be honest, I do not know that answer.
Oh God, it was drummed into you when it was being built.
It's got to be a lot, supports and everything.
Final answer.
Wow. Well done, Dean. I'll tell you what, Dean's going with a lot. I'll go a little.
We'll go more than that.
Yeah. You don't need it anyway because you have already won. But that was the tiebreaker question. If you want to put any guesses in at all,
what would you say, Simon? You do our guess.
No. When it comes to spatial weight tonnage, forget it.
25,000.
Spatial tonnage.
There we go.
Alex has gone 25,000 tons.
25,000?
25,000? No idea.
I'm going to say 24,999 tons.
It was about 200.
200, you're joking.
In my head. In the 200-ish area.
What was it, Max?
So the actual answer, it's funny because you're all dancing around the twos and you didn't get the actual one, which was 2,215 tons.
But nearest the bull, we win, Alex. Yeah.
It's a moot point, to be fair, because Dean and Simon did win fairly and squarely by 1 point.
I just need to point out, by the way, I even showed you the album that said it was from Hot Eyes Rapture and you still gave it for the other show.
There's only one way to sell this. Someone get Amanda on the phone.
Come on, Amanda. Let's give her a call.
Was it unfairly even or not? Right, well, that eventually wraps up Parkmaster for 2025. Well done to our champions, the Coaster Turkeys, Dean and Simon. I hope you have enjoyed listening to this very chaotic episode, which basically sums up Parkcast for 2025, to be honest. And there'll be much more of it to come in 2026. Thank you, everyone, for joining us.
Thanks for having us. It's been great fun.
Yeah, brilliant. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button, because we will be back in 2026, but I don't have a date yet. So if you hit subscribe, you will know and get notified as soon as we release a new episode. And if you want to give us a review, I mean, please don't review today's episode. Don't judge us on today. But any other time.
I was robbed. It's a rubbish podcast, A. Brindley.
Oh, I'll delete that one. I'll do that. Oh, I'll do another one then.
But any of the rest of the time, please feel free to do that. And thank you once again for all your support in 2025. Thank you for listening to Parkcast. Thank you for just tuning in every week, because sometimes me and Kev just think we're talking to no one, and then I get some lovely messages from you saying how much you've enjoyed it. So it really makes our day when we get those. For now, though, for 2025, we've been Parkcast.
Parkcast. The UK's original theme park podcast.